River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Crazy James, how are you?
I am well. How are you on this fine Friday?
This fine?
I use fine with all of the resentment and sass that I can when I look at the thermometer.
I am very, very excited today because I get to MC the big concert tonight, or at least co-MC the big concert tonight, so the excitement is in the air.
I thought you were just excited because your wife had picked up a giant bird and you were going to have a feed of turkey.
No, she doesn't, because she's afraid of birds.
Then why wouldn't you cook one? I'm scared of you, so I'm going to stick you in this blazing hot box at 425 for 6 hours. Take that, you rotten bird.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that is. It's Thanksgiving weekend as well, yeah? We're all excited about that, right?
Food.
A four-letter F-word that everybody can tolerate.
Yeah, it's the four-letter F-word that you can say constantly on the air.
Yeah.
Food. dear. All right. Well, let's jump into what's going on this sunny Friday.
Absolutely. In the High Prairie region.
Yeah. So today over at St. Mark's Church at 10 this morning, there's prayer shawl knitting. So if you're a knitter and you want something to do, well, hey, there's something to do. I'm actually going to be taking my mother over to that. She
nice.
To help. Yeah. Yeah. And then this afternoon, there's floor curling over at the Golden Age Club. That's at 1:30. Also this afternoon, over at Pleasant View Lodge, at 2 o'clock, they are having their Thanksgiving tea and pie sale.
Oh.
Like pumpkin pie. Uh-huh. Remember this when you lived here?
Oh, yes, I do.
Now, these ladies, folks, they know how to make pie. And you can't really have Thanksgiving without pie.
Mm-hmm.
Especially pumpkin pie. You know, my backside is big enough as it is, but I think I'm going to sneak over and get some pie.
I really get the feeling that a lot of people should be sneaking over and grabbing some pie, because if they don't, they miss the opportunity and end up getting a slice of humble pie. What do you think?
There you go. That's exactly right. Now, here's the thing, folks. This starts at about 2. Make sure you're there between 2 and 2:05, because by 2:06, the pies could all be gone. It has happened before. It's a fundraiser that they do, and these pies fly off the shelf. Why? Because they're good. Okay, remember the pie that Grandma used to make? Well, this is the pie that Grandma makes.
And they're gone because Crazy James is there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big and fat, and I need my pie. dear. Okay, so what else have we got going on? We're going to jump all the way over to Sunday. There's crib happening over at the Golden Age Club Sunday at 1:30. Monday is the official Thanksgiving Day, where most people don't actually have to go to work. Are you working on Monday? Did you draw the short straw, Hopper?
I did not draw the short straw on Monday.
There you go. So you get an extra day to sleep off the extra turkey.
Mm-hmm. Excess sleep for excess turkey.
Oh, yeah. Turkey coma is real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time, yeah.
Tuesday, we're going to jump back into things on Tuesday there. Free play over at the High Prairie Children's Resource Center, their main office here. That's from 1 till 3. Now, folks, yes, I harp on this. Why? I didn't realize this organization was here when my kids were small, and that was a long time ago. But this organization has been there for a long time. It's a godsend for parents. You need a place to go to have your kids be able to do something, and like, it's for the little kids too, eh? So especially if you're a new parent, man, you can't get any better than this organization. They do so much good things, I can't praise them enough. So that's over at the Children's Resource Center from 1 till 3. We're going to go to the other end of the spectrum, and at the High Prairie Golden Age Club at 1:30, there is floor curling. So if you want to...
That's for the kids at heart, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly right. So floor curling at the Golden Age Club at 1:30 on Tuesday. Tuesday evening over at the Prairie River Junior High Band Room, they've got the community band. That starts at 7, they're doing that. Wednesday, we've got the Marigold Farmers Market from 1 until 6.
If the pie sale isn't enough, then you take in the farmers market as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I got some chocolate chip banana bread there for the wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. You know, I can't have it, and it's my kryptonite, so it's what she eats to keep me away.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. I'm very, very lucky because she puts up with me. And then wrapping up our week, we've got on Thursday, there is over at the library, this goes from 10 in the morning until 3, it's a 60s scoop event over there. So, you know, they're going to be talking about, everybody knows about this, when they come in and they just scoop the native kids up and just take them. You know, a terrible part of our history that wasn't all that long ago. So I think it's important that we know about this and learn about this so we never make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
Hyperion Area Chamber of Commerce also meets next Thursday. That's at Amaro's in the back there at noon. Also next Thursday, the High Prairie Museum Board is going to be meeting over at the museum at 6:45. So if you enjoy our museum, and really if you haven't been to our museum, why not? Go check it out. That's what they've got going on. And that's what we've got going on this week. Happy Thanksgiving, Hopper.
You betcha. You too, James. Thank you very much. Any word do you know on how the state of the High Prairie Regals are?
They are having meetings, and they are supposed to be having practices. The team is a go.
Okay.
This is what I'm told. So, you know, you'll get to hear me on game nights talking about our Regals.
You got
to like. And also, I get to be the announcer again. So,
hey, it's good hockey, isn't it? I talked
it's
with Jack.
Fun hockey.
I talked with Jack McAvoy, the president of the North Peace Hockey League, last week, and he said, well, we're just waiting for it. We're just waiting for High Prairie, but it's good hockey.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's good local kids just playing hockey, you know. It's competitive, too. Like, oh, well, I don't need to watch that. Yeah, well, there's a lot of nights where I watch the Regals instead of the Oilers, especially over the last 10 years.
Yeah, but the Oilers, yeah, they're doing well right now.
Yes, so I'm going to, you know, give them a pass on this year. And really, let's face it, on their worst year, the Oilers would go undefeated in this league because it's just a step up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple years ago, I don't know if you knew this or not, but a couple years ago, we had the Montreal Canadiens alumni come to town. Like, these guys, they're in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. As far as hockey players go, they are old men,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, really old. And they played, it was a charity game, they played against local guys, most of whom had played on the Regals before, and they were just playing for fun.
Yep.
But the way that they just threw that puck around, and the way they could skate,
yep.
you know, there was just absolutely no comparison. It's that much better.
You bet.
Yeah, if you ever get the chance to see an alumni team, I don't care what team it is. Personally, I hate Montreal, but I think it's fun to go watch the alumni play. Do it. It's worth the admission fee.
Yep. Get a few laughs at the same time, because it's fun.
There you go. Absolutely, and that's what it's about. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Take care, James.
Bye.
Thank you.